Well, David, you're the spokesman for 2010. You must be delighted that this day has finally come.
Yeah, who could have foreseen it would turn out so well? I mean, when seeing the fixtures today was emotive. Just seeing our name in the mix again, and in the championship, of course. And then to find out today that George Burley was going to be the manager, or will be the manager, working with Dougie, who obviously everybody wanted to be in the mix, you know, in terms of team management. I think it's fantastic. I think George's record of good teams, particularly at Ipswich, what he did, turned around Derby's fortunes, and all the while playing good football. And we heard some of the names that he was responsible for bringing forward as well. So it's only, you know, great news for the academy.
And what has been your input as far as all of this coming together?
Well, my input was really generated the day that I was approached by Steve Parrish and Phil Alexander, asking me if I would be the spokesman, because they really didn't. Everybody kind of knew some of the names involved in the consortium, but they just wanted to remain anonymous at that point and didn't want people to think that they were just looking for glory and, you know, beyond, you know, the football team or the club, that they were serious fans that were able to invest in the club and are solid guys and really, you know, with their past businesses have proven that they do have that necessary acumen and no-nonsense approach at the same time. And so I was very pleased to be kind of an ambassador for those aspirations of theirs. And you know, the press, I must say the media, generally speaking, were really good. I didn't have any hostile questions because I think there's a lot of admiration for the way that Crystal Palace went about it, the business of playing football for a long time, and also the going into administration. I think a lot of fans of other teams, even rival teams, you know, didn't want to see us go out of business. So I really felt that. And I think one of the high points for me really was seeing pictures. I couldn't because I was working on the radio, but seeing pictures of the fans in the city. I thought that was absolutely brilliant. But I thought it was great that Steve mentioned, you know, the contribution to the fans, because I really do believe they made a real difference.
It's been a very difficult few weeks, of course. Was there any stage where you thought this might not actually happen?
Yeah, that bank holiday Monday a few weeks ago, it was unforeseen in a way. It was a snag that looked a lot bigger than it should have been. But nonetheless, it could have sunk our aspirations. And it was really thanks to Lloyds that stepped in and ensured that we would be able to survive. So we should be gratitude for their gratitude. We should be grateful. I'm sorry. It's a very emotional day for me. We should be grateful for their intervention and ensuring that we would live to fight and play another day.
So onwards and upwards now. You must be looking forward to the new season.
I can't believe it's happening so quickly. It's amazing. Mm. I mean, the World Cup has just begun. And here we're talking about the fixtures for next year, and the season will be upon us, and we're going to go to the friendlies and do the usual things that fans do. And it's great. It's like wall-to-wall football.
Yes, there's not an awful lot of time for George Burley to get his feet under the desk, is there,
no,
really? Because he's got an awful lot of work to do to get players in, to sort out the contracts, and I guess training is they're going to be back in, what, a couple of weeks' time or so?
Yeah, no, you're quite right. It's a big challenge. It's a massive challenge. But thankfully, Dougie's there, and obviously Dougie knows the strengths and weaknesses of the squad and the spirit within the squad, which is obviously, you know, second to none. And what's happened today is just a massive indication for the spirit. And what Paul Hart did, as George quite rightly said, of, you know, getting that draw at Sheffield was absolutely imperative. And the team really pulled together and in some cases played above, you know, and beyond the expectations. And obviously the fans, who contributed so massively, a vindication for them as well. And I think we all feel the same way, that this is, you know, unpopular decisions may be made, things that we wouldn't agree with. But I think that we'll be very, very patient, because we're just so grateful to have a club to follow.
And what do we have to get past now? The CBA next week? Is that a formality?
Yeah. Well, I'm led to believe that, you know, it will. It's more or less a formality, that agreements are in place, so hopefully there won't be any more last-minute snags. I think not. I think that the guys wouldn't be taking over and holding a press conference and hiring a manager if things weren't all in place. So, you know, I think we have all reasons to be cheerful.
Well, David, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for your part in putting it all
together.
Well,
that's really kind of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.